Rising up from the cornfields of the Midwest, a new voice is being heard. We are taxed like no others. From a state synonymous with corruption, producing convicted felons from our governors at unprecedented rates.
As the former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich,
prison tonight. George Ryan begins a 6.5-year prison term.
Coming to you from Peoria, Illinois, this is the Liberty Plays podcast. Hosted by everyone's favorite downstate Illinois Libertarian chapter, the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria. Featuring news, commentary, and interviews with local, state, and national libertarians working to make a difference for everyone. Welcome to the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Liberty Plays podcast. My name is Eric Stahl, and I am joined around the table immediately to my left by...
My name is Jacob Irish. I'm the Vice Chair of the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
I am Donnie Henry. I'm the Chairman of the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
I am Dana Olson. I am the Secretary of the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria and the Chapter Development Director in the Libertarian Party of Illinois.
I am Teresa Miller, and I don't have a title.
She's a member at large.
I am a member.
And Joseph Keel, Treasurer for Peoria.
All right, so we record this podcast directly after every monthly meeting, and tonight was a great meeting.
Yes.
Of course, we had politics talk about, we had the elections, we're going to get to that, but, I mean, Dana gave an awesome Liberty Talk tonight.
Absolutely.
You want to give us a quick synopsis what that was?
So, quick shout-out to Steve Cease. Thank you for helping me out with a little bit with this. But basically, it was all about candidate recruitment. So my focus was we have a lot of these small elections such as park district, library, school board, community college that really only need 20 to 50 signatures. It's not that many. And also, I did see a few candidates. There was one candidate that won because he got four votes for a library board. Four votes. And I'm like, we can do this. And so it's not really necessarily about bringing the name Libertarian to these specific ballots because they're not going to be on the ballots and they're not going to be listed as a Libertarian. But we can bring liberty-minded individuals.
Easy for you to say.
Apparently not. Liberty-minded individuals to all aspects of government. We can bring liberty-minded individuals to every single level, no matter how small, and we can really affect the budget. And that's, I think, that's something that's very important is that how they're spending, what they're spending on, what they're allocating on, and especially in terms of the library. You know, censorship, you even wrote an article about this,
yeah.
Eric. Censorship is huge right now. And so especially with the library, I feel like that's more crucial than ever is to be on the library board and have a liberty-minded
So I think the big takeaway, though, from this is everybody always says, oh, you're going for president, you're going for governor, but you never have anybody at the local position.
Yeah.
So where are the people at the grassroots? You know, why don't we have the local politicians? And we're going to get to it later in this meeting, but McLean County, they put up.
Yeah.
How many candidates did McLean County have in this last election?
Oh, so many. No, they had a few.
Five, six.
And Lex, even, he was more, I mean, I don't know how much he campaigned, but my understanding was he was more of a paper candidate, but he got...
25%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got them 5% for the next 4 years. He got them established party status for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
And really, and that's huge. And really, it's about the bigger offices that we might not necessarily be going for, such as mayor, council,
yeah,
trustee, alderman, clerk, treasurer.
Same
those
off.
Take a lot.
Yeah. So the big takeaway, though, is, I mean, you are now our expert. So if any of us want to run, we're coming to you, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Please email me at Dana Olson, LP at gmail.com, or just contact me on Facebook anyway. If you're interested in a position, please let me know.
All right, so we could talk all night. That could be a podcast in itself, so I hate to interrupt that. You should come to the meetings because you would have heard an awesome Liberty Talk. The guest speaker, City Councilman Zach Euler.
Yep.
Great pickup. He's a Republican, which he's already probably ostracized in the City Council, but this guy's really trying to do practical work, and he kind of filled our libertarian message. Jake, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that a lot of what he talked about was pretty eye-opening. A lot of it I agreed with. the fire department, the cuts, the way that the city council does things. And we all know the Peoria City Council does not have the best reputation amongst us.
Are you talking quiet on purpose?
I am talking quiet on purpose. Okay. I've been told that my voice is too much.
I moved the microphone away from you.
Yeah, I'm literally on the other side of the microphone. So.
I thought it was interesting with Zach is that when he came in, he kind of talked about how it's very hard to keep your principles when you have to actually govern. You know, and I think we see that a lot in politics where people have to actually negotiate and say, well, I do believe this, but in this instance, and we're libertarians, we don't really like that. We don't like abandoning our principles in politics or in actual government. And we've never been able to actually govern that way, so it fails yet to be seen if we could do that. And that's why we need to be elected to those local offices.
Not to interrupt, Don,
no,
but
do
that
it.
Was one... But that's one of the reasons why I left the Democratic Party was because I felt like I was having to compromise so many of the values that I believed that they stood for in the beginning when I was early on in a part of that group, and it just was getting farther and farther away from that value system.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to hear somebody say that is...
It's
really
just
kind of sad.
It's just interesting to watch when they actually get in office what they do, and I think we've seen that for so many years where politicians say one thing and then they do another. But then to hear someone say, well, this is why, I think that was eye-opening. It may not be that we agree with him, but at least he was able to have a valid explanation.
Okay,
why.
So let's just cut to the chase. Portillo's. That was probably
that
the,
was
big
the big one.
That was the big one.
Yes. Yeah.
It is tasty, but...
Yeah, that was the elephant
I wouldn't
in the room,
know.
I think.
Still haven't eaten there. I've heard it's better in Chicago. Oh, wait, I know it's better in Chicago. No, but the big thing was we all had our opinions. We wrote an editorial. Joe, I think you wrote that. To the Journal Star. We need more of those, by the way. But we were dead set. We were all together in the opinion. But Zach, he brought up some good points.
Yeah.
And, from his position where he was sitting, it was a no loss for the city, which reeling from the market.
No
the
loss,
Paramarket,
no cost.
Yeah.
No loss, no cost.
No. No short-term costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the difference. No short-term costs.
And I think that we were able to Dana's point, we were able to explain that, yeah, there's opportunity costs, you know, that the market tends to do what the market needs to do if we keep it free.
Yeah.
But I think that when you're in a situation where you're having to raise revenues, and or you're going to have to, you know, if you're going to have to tax someone or you're going to have to cut things, you tend to take the easy road out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened there.
Yeah.
I agree. No, I think he made some decent points. He made me think about it again. I'm still not eating there. But yeah. Anyway. No, so that was a great pickup, Donnie. I don't know if you organized that. But
Yeah. Well, let me just give a little background. This is part of the networking that we've all done. You know, Jacob and I went to the Weaver Day at the Republican Farm or the Republican Day at
Weaver
Farm. Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
But we met. Yeah. It was good, though. It was good. But it was a great networking opportunity because we meet these people and we say, hey, we're not that scared. We endorse Sheriff Asbell, great guy. And now they realize, hey, they're in this to do good things for the community. So.
But I feel like we shouldn't take, like, we were very upset. I mean, just because I've eaten at Portillo's doesn't mean I still am not upset about the fact that they gave this kickback. And, like, yes, his argument makes logical sense to what he was going through. The other argument, you know, on the opposite side also makes, like, sense. But at the same time, I think we should still acknowledge the fact that it is still crony capitalism.
Yeah.
He did
just
still get
about
a kickback.
I could just feel you jumping out of your skin.
No, but he still did get a kickback. We still are... Opportunity loss is an actual thing. It is. There's a reason it has a name for it. And in the long term, are we actually better off because we gave this kickback to this guy or not? And I think that's an issue that we need to describe.
When Dana asked the question, I had tried to ask it. She asked it a little bit, a lot better than I did. I was trying to get him to say, were they involved in picking winners and losers?
Yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I'm glad people in the room caught on to my angst of.
He was proud of that. I felt like you led him, which was it was kind of mean what you did.
A little bit. But at the end of the day, I think politics, guys.
Just
rapid fire on the table. Don't you respect the fact that he was able to at least explain his position?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I thought that was great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, even when you accused him of a rubber stamp.
Yes,
he was back at you.
He did. He's good. He's a good guy. Yeah. He has
still a rubber stamp.
But I think that we're close. We may not be at 80-20, but we might be at like 75-25, you know, which is good. We can work on them.
Do we want to get to the election?
Let's talk election. We're going to have to, and I think that's what everybody's tuning in for.
Joe, is that why you're here tonight?
That's why I'm here.
All right, so... for those that don't know, we just had a large statewide election last Tuesday.
Did you say for those that don't know?
Well, there are people who listen, and there may be somebody who listens to the show a year from now that doesn't know what's going on.
Okay. So now they know.
Yeah. But no, we had Cash and the whole, we can go down everybody, but Cash running for governor, and it was a big push. This has probably been the last 6 months of our lives, I think, with this party. And so it all culminated on last Tuesday. And maybe I don't want to be the person who kind of says what happened. Donnie, you're the chairperson here. What happened last Tuesday?
I mean, I here's the bottom line is, and I think that we talked about this off air or whatever you want to call it. That you know, I think that we took a lot of flack because I think that we sort of called this. You know, we knew that this was going to be a hard election. We knew that we might have had a flawed candidate. We knew that we weren't going to be raising a lot of money. We knew that there could be a fourth candidate, and all of that thing came to fruition. Mm-hmm. And just because we kind of told the truth, you know, we kind of were villains. And I don't think that that's necessarily fair. I am sad. Eve was sad. We are all upset that our hard work didn't come to fruition. That doesn't make us bad because we saw it coming. Mm-hmm. It means that we saw something that many of you didn't see out there in podcast land. And we're not bad for that. We want us to be a successful party.
Yeah, we don't show up these meetings so we can't succeed.
Yeah,
absolutely. There was definitely that feeling Tuesday night of just, you know, you kind of sat there and we were all, I mean, all of us at that party were very disappointed.
I mean, you were at the Asbel party.
Yeah. You were at the Asbel party. Yeah. And it was a feeling of, and I know that a lot of people and with that listen to this or on social media think that Peoria is the complainers, but what Donnie said is we saw some light and tried to point it out, and I don't think
we got bit back.
We definitely do.
And so let me go through the numbers, because the fact is that there was 6.67% of people that voted third party. And so what's really difficult for me to swallow, and maybe you guys can chime in on this, is that, yeah, Cash was in a four-way race, but every other person on the ballot was in a three-way race. That means that 6.67% that voted third party in the governor's race decided that they were going to go in and not vote third party in those other races. We did something wrong, and we have to have some sort of ability to figure out what went wrong. You know, in the military, we call it a hot wash, you know, or an after-action report.
Or a punch list or after-action
something, you know. I mean,
we do that in healthcare too. It's called root cause analysis. You know, you want to look at the root of, oh, am I too soft?
You are too soft.
Do I need to use my teacher
voice? Use the Jacob voice.
Yes. I need to use my teacher voice.
Yes.
Now I lost my train of thought.
You said in the medical.
In the medical field, we use what's called a root cause analysis. And in that, you look at the root cause of the problem. And I think you're right. I think we need to look at what was the root cause of us not getting 5%. And I think it's a valid question.
Yeah. And call out to Aaron Wright. Aaron Wright is a guy down in Metro. He said he did a live feed yesterday. I don't know if you guys caught it. But he talked about the money. And I talked about today at the meeting. $260 million to our 25,000. You cannot expect to, and Damon said this too. Damon Dillon, our membership director, said that you cannot expect to go into an automobile race with a Prius and beat a drag race, you know, a NASCAR.
Did he say Prius, really?
He didn't say Prius, I did, just because he has, you know. But the Prius is great on gas mileage, you know? We did a lot.
I own a Prius.
I think it's a great analogy because we did a lot with that 25,000.
I don't know if you're aware of that, too.
Yeah, well.
Great on gas mileage, not so much at racing. Yeah.
Fuel conservative.
But, well, but you get the point. Well, you know?
Let's go back to that 5% Teresa was talking about. So there was a lot of talk, a lot of chatter. We got 5% in the bag.
We got a lot of grief for
where
saying...
Where was that coming from? Where did that start?
The line of the month was from the last governor candidate, Chad Grimm. He said they were spiking the football on the 30-yard line. And you just can't do that. You can't do that and expect that it's just going to happen, you know?
Okay, but I think it was also because of looking at the last performance and... just looking at the last performance in terms of how many things that, like, people showed up to,
mm-hmm.
how many endorsements we got, the fact that we were in the debates,
mm-hmm.
people were looking at that and they're like, hey, this is a lot better than we've ever been. This is huge. And we have a lot, like, this huge social media following as well. Like, this isn't something that we should take lightly. Like, this is actually a lot more than we did in the past. But it's that, you know, that whole exactly what you're hitting on the head, that whole McCann vote really messed us up. But at the same time, we did more than we did in the past, but McCann really screwed us.
But you can't say that.
You are literally saying that those votes would have went for cash and that really goes against what we talk about.
I am not saying that all of those votes would have gone for cash. I am saying that we did more than we ever had in the past.
Except fundraise, by the way.
Except fundraise. But that's also the thing, is that McCann, did he get those because people believed in him? Or did he get those because his voice was saying, I'm a conservative against Rauner?
It could be that, but...
voters voted for McCann. That's it.
Did any of you guys travel downstate in the last couple months and see the giant McCann signs all over I-55, I-57?
I did. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of money. Somebody had money somewhere.
Well, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah. So I'd say there was a presence, and I never saw a Cash Jackson sign ever like that anywhere.
No. And we found out that when most of our budget was spent on signs, it didn't get us anything.
Yeah.
It didn't get us diddly. You know, we have to figure out how to get traditional media. We talked about social media. That's all great.
I don't think that doesn't get the votes.
It didn't translate, you know. And let me just bring this back to this isn't us complaining.
No.
This is us just saying that something went wrong.
No.
Let's find the root cause.
We have to break it down bit by bit and say this worked, this didn't. Those things that didn't work, we have to look at something new. Next time the new stuff may not work. You try. It's trial and error.
And I refuse,
until we get what we're trying to get.
I agree 100%, Joe. And I refuse to accept the fact that this is because we didn't do enough. This chapter probably did just as much, if not more, than most places in this state. Equally, at least.
Mm-hmm.
We put money. I would love to see the financial reports of
who donated. Yeah, look at the top 25. Donors to Cash.
Signatures, media appearances. The week before, we were in studios with Cash.
Peoria was very kind
the biggest
to our candidates with media.
I mean, I don't know what more we could have done for this ticket. So to villainize us, I refuse to accept that, and I won't accept it. We
Thank
are
you,
a tough working chapter, and it's bullshit if anybody has a problem with us.
Ding, ding.
I would agree. And one of the things I like about this chapter that really... made it so that I disagreed with what I was reading in that statement was that we're very intellectual and we do a lot of talking about the candidates and we did a lot of talking about the campaign. And I'm sorry, but you can't run a successful candidate on $56 a day.
No.
Yeah.
And we bragged about it.
And that was what
we
bragged about.
If you got 5%, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. So you don't talk about that.
No.
So, Eric, can we talk about where do we go from here then? I mean, is that the next progression?
And I don't know that we want to get into all that in this episode.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have talked, and Jacob talked about maybe doing an editorial podcast off to the side. Because we don't want this meeting... podcast get negative. We'd really like to talk about things going on in Peoria,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, keep it about the meeting, about what we're doing here, the chapter, chapter news.
Yeah.
So, sorry, you can't talk to me like that all the time.
It was weird.
Jake's like, first, I can't read lips. Anyway, so we're talking about keeping this podcast just about Liberty Plays and about our monthly meeting, maybe do an editorial podcast inside. If we do that, more of an opportunity for us to maybe talk more frank about what we think.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and keep away from talking really about Cash or our candidates or anything like that. I mean, let's say the positive things here. We got some people that dedicated their whole lives, credit cards, money, time, to just to run for office with no chance ever winning. I mean, realistic, let's put it that way. But just shooting for 5% goal. I mean, I give a little bit of kudos there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they spent time. I mean, money is one thing, but time for the candidates.
You don't get that back.
You don't get that back. And I think we, you know, in the whole slew of things, we did not get what we wanted. But, hell, I think we had candidates that put in
everything.
Time.
Have you ever seen that? I mean, you've been a lifelong guy, right?
I mean, I've been in politics for a long, long time. And I can tell you this, that those candidates did everything in their power to be successful. Mm-hmm. None of this falls on them, just to be clear. If anything is a failure, it would be on the party as a, you know, being strategic about what we do. It's nobody's fault. It's mm-hmm. just deciding where we go from here. And we won't get into that. We'll do it in the editorial. You guys should tune in. But
Any other thoughts on?
Well, I have some comments on the editorial piece, but I'll save them for the comments when you post the podcast.
That's fine.
But, you made a huge, like, you made a really great point, is that it's not anything that someone did. And my personal belief is that it all boils down to the money.
Yeah.
It all boils down to the money, is that the fact that this was the most expensive governor's race. Now, I don't even know what governor's race, like,
It tops one of the most.
Yeah. One of the most expensive political races of all times. Of all times. And then there was another third party candidate that also spent millions of dollars as well. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things that we just weren't able to compete. Like, we didn't have enough money. And that's one of those things, is that we can knock on so many doors. But at the same time, nothing reaches more people than TV ads, than social media ads. And that's also, like, I would click on a YouTube video, and I would see JB's fucking face every single video. It was horrible.
Explicit.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Family friendly. Sorry,
whatever,
guys.
Whatever. Now we're on a whole different set of iTunes for that.
Yeah.
Bleep it out, Eric.
I was tired of it. I was tired of it.
I was so tired. Thank you.
He's on Pandora, too. Yeah,
but that is something
that
this chapter talked about and talked about, and it was one more thing we got shunned on.
Yeah.
So what about the Trump effect? I mean,
I think you nailed that, too, Eric.
This is a Liberty Place podcast about Peoria. Yeah. We're not doing national stuff.
Well, no. but let's think about really
the effect.
Let's ride the divide.
So two things here. One, JB overshot his millions of dollars because he won by so many points. He probably could have laid off about $50 million and probably still won. So that was wasted money on his
part. Dropping a bucket.
Yeah.
I didn't have to hear him every 10 minutes.
But across the whole country.
He could have put one more toilet in his house. Yeah.
But across the whole country, this election was kind of a condemnation of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And so you think that it was bad timing on our part to be working against this angle? And should we have tried to use some of that to our favor? Should we have parlayed any of that?
Yeah.
Why is everyone looking at me?
Because you always have an opinion. And Joe,
no,
too.
Yes.
What
do you recommend?
I'm just saying it was an opportunity missed, because he was the reason people
so
got
what
voted.
Is the opportunity cost? What is the opportunity missed?
Well, 5%.
We don't dive too far.
But that's not an opportunity missed. I'm saying, like, actual specifics. Like, what could we have done differently?
We could have targeted specific things about how Trump sits from his position in power, and the libertarian message of small government was kind of missed.
And we are not that party.
Because you could point out the fact that we had, like, I think the budget deficit was $1.2 trillion in fiscal year 18 that Trump added to the deficit. Mm-hmm. Small government, fiscal conservative, my ass. Yep. You know, that's what we need to say. And Rauner was a big government Chicago liberal. Mm-hmm. We could have capitalized on that on the local level, but we didn't. You know, so it's just another opportunity missed. But it's just part of the after action report. Mm-hmm. Hot wash that we
right.
do.
Yeah. Which is things to remember as we move forward for next ones. We can keep these kind of nuggets in the back of our mind. Say, hey, we have an opportunity here. We can talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Now, to the defense of Cash and our candidates, about Larry Sharp.
That's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Real tough.
Yeah.
You know, I've been donating and supporting the Larry Sharp campaign since Larry
Sharp.
Slip that in.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's hope Don't I rip you.
Yeah. Let's hope he doesn't listen to this one, Donnie.
Larry, you know I love you, man. I still believe in Larry. I really do.
Yeah.
It's just that, man, like, that disappointment, it just, you know, Larry was saying that if we can play in New York, then we can play anywhere. We didn't play in New York.
No.
You know?
No.
And there wasn't anything. He ran a professional campaign with money, and it didn't work.
And he got free publicity. I mean, he had people, media, working for him and helping him along the way.
Yeah. Huge social media presence.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Green Party beat him.
Yeah.
In the election. That was frightening to me.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's one of those things that you can't just look at the money that he spent, the amount of publicity that he spent. You also have to look at the demographics that he was catering to, and also the message that he was sending. And really, that New York audience, that is severely progressive. I mean, look at Cynthia Nixon. She was running. Like, she was openly being progressive and socialist. And, like, what is it? Like, Cuomo, he was like, I'll do all of these things. But then all of a sudden, Nixon was like, oh, hey, wait a second. I'm going to have, like, all of these socialist policies, and he had nothing to combat her for. So what I'm saying is that the trend of that state was leaning towards progressivism, not towards conservatism at all. And I feel like that's something to consider when you're actually looking at the fact how poorly he did.
The take home I would say from it, though, and that's a very valid point, Danny, I mean, there's nothing untrue about that, is that, you know, the seed of liberty, when planted, you know, it may take time to grow, you know. So even if Larry Sharp didn't win now, maybe he planted those ideas of, hey, you know, one of the things he talked about was education, and he talked about their public transit program, that we keep bailing out, giving them more money, and it's still the same crap. You know, maybe one day they'll think, hey, that Sharp guy, that Sharp guy said, you know, was talking about that. Maybe later on down the road.
And how many people know his name now?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. So
I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's a little bit of wistful thinking.
Well, so name recognition goes a long way with stuff. Not that far, but I'm not saying, like, next time it's going to be some big turnaround. But if he does something on a national level, he will... People know his name now.
No, I disagree 100%. Like, I think that if he tries to run for, like, president, he will not do well. Because, one, he did very poorly in New York.
That is a discussion for a whole... The presidential podcasts are coming.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, because...
No, it's true, though.
If we're talking about an articulate individual, you know, Gary Johnson... Versus Larry Sharp, I think Larry walks circles. You know,
we want to mention Gary Johnson? I mean, 15% in a 2-month race.
He had the wrong letter behind his name.
Yeah, he did.
That to me was so sad.
Yeah, and you know what?
You have no infrastructure. You just literally paper. That's a paper candidate almost.
Isn't it hard though for me to for us to listen? Gary said that he said, you know, in 5 years, the interest on the debt will be approaching $1 trillion a year. And he said, young people are getting fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And people just seem to think that this is just going to continue on to be sustainable. This is crazy.
There's a bottom. And we've probably already passed it.
Our city council rep here tonight. I mean, this is the exact same conversation we had with him.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
People will only care if it affects their everyday lives.
Yeah.
That's the only time they're going to care.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I believe that.
Tonight. He did mention it tonight. Is that really the cities of Peoria, the counties of Peoria, are really going to be coming bankrupt? Time and time again, and that's what's
going
to end up happening.
That's the trend,
and so that's where it's going to be a problem. That's when we're going to actually make a change. Is when all of these counties become bankrupt. And in terms of the overarching United States, exact same
thing
is going to happen.
Yeah.
Exact same thing. It really depends on. We can't have any foresight. It's all about when we actually hit rock bottom. Then what do we do to bounce back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what's frightening to me is if we go back to what Joe said with name recognition. What we're talking about is extremely important, but nobody is paying attention to that. what we're paying attention to is name recognition.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what got Trump in the office, yeah. was name
celebrity.
Recognition.
Yeah.
And now you have talk of Oprah Winfrey running. Yeah. I mean, come
Tom
on,
Hanks,
seriously.
The Rock. Yeah. I mean, really, these people, yeah. if Kanye
seriously.
Says free college tuition, he's getting 40%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy.
Celebrities are not the answer.
No.
But
we all can watch Idiocracy for a how-to on how to win the next
time. Yeah.
Yeah. So
great
let's,
movie.
Let's talk.
Totally underrated.
I know that we had a plan, but let me blow a hole through the plan really quick because I want to talk about something that I thought was really interesting. In the fact that, you know, Trump is in office and he's claiming all this credit for the economy, right? The economy's booming, it's booming, it's booming.
Yeah.
And there's a recession coming. We all know it as libertarians. We know that the business cycle, that there's a recession that's going to hit. I think that the Democrats winning the House sealed the fate that President Trump will be President Trump for 2020 as well. Because that recession will hit and he will be able to say, see what happened? The Democrats got the House. What do you guys think?
I say maybe.
100%.
And it all depends on
save
who
it for another
they
podcast.
Have as the presidential nominee.
I agree with Dana. I think Trump is not likable. The economy is strong right now, but if things go on their ear and somebody gets put up there, the celebrity cycle we're in, this is as bad as a news cycle. If a celebrity gets put up there, all bets are off.
Yeah, but there was definitely not a blue wave. I mean, let's be honest. There
no,
might have been a blue
wasn't.
Wave in Illinois,
yeah.
but not, I don't think nationally there was a blue wave necessarily.
I mean, it was more of like a blue like tide pool.
Yeah.
it still
just
happened.
A wash,
yeah. yeah, it still happened. You know?
It was just contained.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like a blue wake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Sorry, I had to ask that.
No, that's fine. So Mendoza, that was awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah. yeah.
Hey, running for Chicago City Mayor.
That's what killed me. Everybody knew going into this election. You know, we have a candidate that wants a job, and you know, and she was what got elected, and she's already running for next office
for mayor.
This is literally like the Obamaism. You know, this is what Obama did, right?
Yeah,
got to be senator. He was senator for 90 days. Next thing you know, he's running for president.
Sick.
Yeah.
And we had someone that was qualified too.
Yeah,
how disappointing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly,
right
it should
fields.
Be illegal. You know, you said that you wanted one position. We were fooled, not me, but somebody was fooled into voting for him. And now they don't even get to pick it. Madigan gets to pick who the next one is.
What a scam! You know? The fix is in.
Yeah,
right.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm going to get away from the election unless anybody else wants to say anything.
Any final thoughts?
Only last thing, since we were on Mendoza there, when I was collecting signatures for Claire, one person turned me down, the only person, who was a big fan of Mendoza's.
Wow.
Really?
That's it, yeah.
Do you know her address?
Yeah.
I'd like to get a pulse now on those feelings.
But before we move off of the campaign, I do want to just thank everybody that was on all of the campaigns this season. I think everyone definitely did a great job. That everyone definitely, I know that everyone put in their hardest and everything, and there was a lot of outside factors that influenced. I mean, that's something that we talked about in the beginning of this podcast. So thank you for everyone for your effort. You know,
yes, thank you.
I just want to make sure that we project that as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think thanks. Should go to you too, Donnie and Damon. I mean, you guys really did a lot to help Cash.
Tried.
And I think from the Peoria chapter, we get dissed a lot for being complainers, but yet we're behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good people from our chapter are behind the scenes helping the candidates.
Yeah, I mean, I helped Cash with debate prep, but Damon was helping him for a while with debate prep. You know, that debate performance, you can attribute a lot of that to Damon Dillon.
Right.
And, you know, I helped a little bit, but Damon Dillon was there working with him along the way. That was a great... He won that debate.
He did
you know?
Great job.
And he helped Claire Ball.
Yeah, and he helped Claire. We both helped Claire, and I think that we did a lot of stuff that the state party doesn't realize, and it kind of hurts my heart that we're sitting around here doing all this stuff, these great things, making connections. We had a, you know, city council, state senators, Bender. We're making
sheriff.
These connections. Sheriff. We got a sheriff elected.
And he won.
Did you guys get a shout out on the local media?
We did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Sheriff Fazbill was doing his acceptance speech, and he lit, like, WEEK is live, like, we're in this party, and they're live on TV, and then he's right in front of us, And he said specifically the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria
is amazing.
Can't thank you enough. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can hear Donnie say, "We love you."
I had a couple of drinks, but it was amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
He didn't even think the Republican Party. He was just thanking people. But he said, my friends, the Libertarians, thank you. We are very excited to have Aspel.
I just want to finish by saying with that, you know, we may be outspoken, but we're going to be here. We're not going away. So you can hate us, or you can love us. We're still going to be here.
Us.
Yeah, they hate us because they hate us. No, it's not that. You know, there are a lot of really good chapters. But we're going to be here, so you better figure out how to deal with us, because we're not going away, because we want this. We want to see liberty in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And we're not going to stop.
We're not going to stifle our opinions?
No, never. Okay. That's kind of a libertarian thing.
It's not a libertarian way.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be a mic drop right now.
Kaboom.
Boom.
And we still have more to talk about.
All right, yeah. So, I'm going to get to the silly stuff, unless you guys got something else.
Silly. I love silly.
Silly.
All right, so I got yard signs. I got lots of yard signs. What do you do with these things?
I'm going to put
you make them into new yard signs.
Yes.
By running for library.
What you do.
And you laminate your name and you put them on that sign.
No.
You run for library.
You do the most libertarian thing you can. Turn them into a garage sale sign or a yard sale sign.
Or Claire Ball runs for comptroller again, and Mike Lahaney runs for comptroller again.
Is there a year on those?
Hey.
I think it was a year.
No year on that. Yeah. So Mike Lahaney, best result out of the state party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have enough. I might be able to roof my garage.
Okay. Well, or do that.
Line the walls. Insulation.
I love
my
it.
My son asked me the other day, he goes, why do you still have that Johnson sign in the garage? I'm like, I was almost offended. Like, why wouldn't I have that?
Guys, I went down to the basement the other day, and I had Ron Paul signs still down there. So I can't get rid of them.
He's not even in our district.
I know.
Yeah. It's a libertarian paneling.
Yeah, it's nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgia.
So.
It's all about repurposing.
That's about all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think we had a good meeting, and I think that we've had a great year. You know, I think to sum everything up, that we've made a lot of progress. We've done a lot of great things. I'm relieved that this election is over.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah. Hey, Donnie said, we're continuing on. We're going to be here. We got Ryan Spain, state representative, going to be coming to our meeting in January.
That's awesome.
We're not stopping our meetings. We're not stopping our feedback.
And Dana's going to be pushing for local candidates, which is awesome, because I didn't even think about some of that stuff. So,
well, can we end with the message that I talked about?
Yes.
That it's important.
Yeah.
It's important that we remember that.
Well, let's do a couple bits of. Let's do some housekeeping here.
Yeah, please.
We always want articles on Liberty Plays.
Yes.
So mine's 2 months old now. So boy, I'd love to refresh that. And the website is, guys,
LibertyPlays.com.
So on that website, you can get yourself some tiers, which. Thank God there wasn't Libertarian tiers koozies this time, because I think we might have been trying a little bit. But you get yourself some delicious Republican tiers,
millions,
or some Democrat tiers, and or you can buy both. Joe, for how much?
For the koozies,
yeah,
$147, or both of them for $10.
So yeah, and we always have them at every meeting, or you can go to the website and you can order them right from there. All right, so give us that message, Johnny.
No, I thought it was important to remember, and Ron Paul said this a long time, but let it not be said that we did nothing. You know, we all fought really hard this election cycle, and we should all take that to the grave, that we stood up against the creep of government and statism and authoritarianism, and we should be proud of that. So,
yeah. Let's give ourselves a round of applause.
Yes! Yeah. You too! Everybody out there, too!
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll definitely be back next month, and keep tuned in to the editorial podcast.
That's it for this month's episode. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast catcher. For more information on this show or any other subjects we talked about, check out our Facebook page or LibertyPlays.com. We'll be back next month with more Liberty in podcast form. Remember, kids, taxation is theft.